thought you were streaming a lot. You've got nothing on Gray Drake. Here she is with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we get to the eyes of Tammy Faye, let's talk about some money. That seems appropriate, talking about the Bakers. So what? There's a list came out of biggest things or things you consider a big waste of money. What do you spend money on, Gray, that you know is a waste of money and it drives you nuts?
Oh, God, those stupid facial sheet masks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that they don't do anything to my face. Like, it's such a waste, and they're also bad for the environment. But I just like them. I like, walking around my house. Like, I have the cooling sensation. You put them in the fridge for a minute, and then you're walking around your house, hopefully to go get a glass of wine. Maybe you walk past a mirror, and you scare the crap out of yourself. Because you look like a monster.
They are fun.
They are fun. Okay. All right. All right. Well, speaking of faces and stuff, let's talk about the eyes of Tammy Faye. And here's a clip.
This is an emotional interview for me. I just met Steve, and it's like meeting him in person for the first time. I want to put my arm around you.
And I want to put my arms around you, Tammy Faye.
Oh, my.
Hey, now.
Oh, man.
You know, it's funny, taken out of context, it is really funny, and I was listening to the clip, and I was like, oh, my God, it's such a sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what Tammy Faye generates in everyone, is this sort of like, most people know her for her makeup.
Right.
And she's
right.
Very over the top, and as part of, you know, she and Jim Baker's evangelism, you kind of can't take your eyes off her makeup.
Yes.
But the great actress Jessica Chastain is here to make us think a little bit deeper about this figure in history. She had, of course, Tammy Faye passed away in the mid-2000s, but this is a really interesting way to resurrect her. Okay, Jessica Chastain completely transforms. We're going to be talking about this performance when the Oscars roll around. And essentially, it's just taking you through her life and through their ministry when she was married to Jim. And it's going to teach you a little bit more about who she really was. There's a documentary by the same name that I think is a better movie and a better discussion about Tammy Faye. But this movie is all about seeing that performance and educating yourself a little bit on a figure that we really only know for one thing, but she was really more nuanced than that. And the clip that you heard was her actually talking to a gay man who had been diagnosed with AIDS in the 80s. And back then, that was when AIDS was a new disease. People didn't understand it. And Tammy Faye sort of began this crusade for LGBTQ rights. Which, well, I didn't know she did.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
No.
That's not something that fits with her normal caricature,
mm-hmm.
right? But yeah, good
exactly.
for her. Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
So this movie gives you a little bit of context with an incredible performance and is definitely going to teach you that, you know, some people are more than just what you see on the surface.
All right. Gray Drake joins us every week to talk the movies. And you can always get your Gray Drake fix because she has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area. Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. And you have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. I'm going to go moisturize.
Thanks, Tammy.
You can listen to us without ever having to receive a wait for a password authentication text. So annoying. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.